It's always an honor to come to you around God's Word in prayer each day in Central Moments. We're in the middle of walking through God giving the Ten Commandments to Israel while they were wandering in the wilderness after they'd been delivered from slavery in Egypt. And today we're up to the fifth commandment, and I'd just like to focus and land on that commandment because it's probably not a politically correct commandment anymore in our culture. It is found in Exodus 20 in verse 12. Honor your father and your mother. We have a lot of cynicism in our culture. We have a lot of disrespect, it seems, in our culture. That seems almost to be more cool and respectable than this rather archaic notion, it would seem, of honoring your mom and your dad, honoring your mother and father. But he associates a promise with it, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. And of all the, this is the fifth commandment, the previous four don't have an actual promise associated with it. This is the first time that a promise, and it's the promise of thriving in your future. If right now in your presence, you will live with honor in your heart, especially to your parents. Paul reiterates this in Ephesians chapter 6. He said, speaking actually to little kids, he said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, obey your parents. And then he quotes the fifth commandment in verse 2, honor your father and mother. And then he puts a little parenthesis and points out what we just pointed out, that this is the first commandment that has a promise associated with it. And then he goes back to quoting that promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Now, I have with me my PhD dissertation in fluid mechanics from the University of Minnesota. I finished this when I was 26 years old. It's customary in a PhD dissertation, which it always ends up being a book, that you have a dedication page. And I so believed this promise that I so felt like, there's a lot of land ahead of me. There's a lot of journeying ahead of me. There are a lot of days ahead of me, and I want God's blessing. And so in the dedication page, I dedicated it to my parents, and then I quoted, this is King James Version from back then, I quoted this fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And I so felt the need of God's blessing. Plus, I know this isn't the case for everybody, but I had parents, I really, really wonderful parents. I mean, I had no complaints, and they just really, especially getting through a PhD, they were just some of my biggest supporters, and I wanted to honor them. But God's word, the fifth commandment, says you ought to honor them, because there will be a linkage between the honor of your heart towards your parents and the fruitfulness, the blessing upon the days that will lie ahead of you wherever God takes you to be. This hits very close to home for me right now. My father died 16 years ago, but my mom just died last week, just the day before Good Friday. So I now have no living parents. I'm going to the funeral, leaving tomorrow for the funeral, and I'll be thanking God for a godly mom and remembering a godly father. And if you have parents that are decent, you ought to honor them. One of the problems in our culture, though, is I would say there are parents that aren't decent. Their parents have been abusive to their kids. I know 65-year-olds who are still carrying the wounds and of very poor parenting, and parents who were addicts and who kind of lived out their anger in abusive behaviors towards their children. I mean, can they honor Christ? And I want to say yes, even you who haven't had good parents. I mean, let's start at the baseline. You wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for your parents. And surely every parent has imperfections. My daughters could find imperfections in me as much as I've tried to be a good parent. But the fact is, honor is not contingent on that. Honor is putting in respect the fact that there were people who played a parenting role in my life. and to honor that and to thank God and to refuse to be the victim of bad parenting, to stop. You know, at 65 years old, you don't need to keep blaming all your present behaviors on what your mom and dad did to you or didn't do to you. I mean, at some point, we get past being their victims and we honor the legitimate role they place in their lives and we stop trashing their reputation to all our friends around us. This is something, we forgive them in our heart. And it's really tough when you've not had good parents. It's easier when you've had good parents like I have. But it doesn't negate the commandment with the promise. Honor your parents. Forgive your parents. Stop trashing your parents. And maybe write them a note if they're still alive today. And be expressive. Don't just be grouchy and grumpy around them. Just honor them. And God says there's promise attached to that. You're prospering in the days ahead where I will lead you. Father, thank you. Help us with this. I pray for every person who still carries the wounds of parents who were abusive and did not step up to their God-given role. My God, I just pray you'll help them to find a place of honoring without needing to say everything they did was right. I pray at least forgiveness in their heart. And those of us who do have parents that may still be alive, and Lord, help us to honor them today. Help us to write a note and to be grateful. And help us, Lord Jesus, to keep this command. And we trust you to keep your promise to help us thrive in the days ahead if we do. In Jesus' name, amen.